60 years a priest. The Lord has worked wonders. I never thought that I would live to see this day. But Jesus has his designs for each person. And all I can do is to give him sincere thanks and to live the remainder of my life as generously as I can for his honor and glory. I was ordained a priest on the morning of the 17th of April, 1966, in the Theresianum, which is the International College of the Discalced Carmelite Fathers in Rome, where I had been a student for my years of theology. My mother and father came to Rome for the occasion, the first and only time that my mother was in an aeroplane. The ordination took place in the chapel of the Theresianum. It was there with 14 Carmelite companions from various countries that I was ordained a priest. The Holy Spirit came down upon us, and we were transformed into priests for all eternity. It was certainly a solemn moment, the laying on of the bishop's hands, the solemn preface, the anointing with the sacred chrism, the power to forgive sins, the transformation into priests for all eternity. And then the congratulations of one and all afterwards, and the giving of my first blessing to my parents. We then went down to St. Peter's Square in the Vatican for the Holy Father's Sunday blessing from the window of his room. It was Pope Paul VI at that time. The weather was glorious, and all nature seemed to rejoice. On that Sunday evening, we visited some of the Roman basilicas. I still remember the devotion I saw in the eyes of my good parents as they gazed with awe and reverently touched the relics of the Sacred Passion and of the True Cross and the tombs of saints and martyrs in some of the basilicas. The life of a priest may well have its difficult moments, but being able to celebrate Mass daily and to help many people and serve them as a priest brings a joy that is deep and lasting and rewarding. We could all ask ourselves, what would we do without a priest? At one of the anniversaries of ordination, I wrote, "So little done, yet so much to do, and so much already done. Had I celebrated only one Mass or absolved only one sin, what a lot that would be." The mysteries of the hand, the mysteries in the hands of a priest are indeed unfathomable. And then to think of all that was done over the 60 years. Of course, it depends on having received a vocation and responding then faithfully to it. Yet, if I had to live my life all over again, I would not choose any other way but that of the priesthood, of serving Christ and serving souls in the Church. 435 years ago, St. John of the Cross, the initiator of the Discalced Carmelites with St. Teresa of Avila, wrote a letter to a young, newly ordained priest in which he said, "I am happy to know that Don Luis," that was his name, that Don Luis is now a priest of the Lord. May he be so for many years, and may His Majesty fulfill the desires of his soul. Oh, how blessed a state this is for leaving aside cares and speedily enriching the soul. And that is how saints consider the life of a priest, one of leaving aside cares and speedily enriching the soul. Mother Julia Ferhaga, who founded the Spiritual Family of the Work, once wrote, "A faithful priest, by the grace of his ordination, is a powerful instrument in the hands of God for the redemption and salvation of many." As a young priest, I had the privilege of meeting Mother Julia Ferhaga and the Spiritual Family of the Work, both of which were very enriching for my priesthood. And we have a few of the sisters and brothers and priests of that order here today with us. After my ordination, I was kept in the International College in Rome. I was put in charge of students who were on their way to the priesthood. I also had to do some teaching. By that time, I had a fair knowledge of the Italian language. So I was kept in Rome for many years until I was appointed then Bishop of Rafo in 1995. And it was in this position that I was until 2017 when I retired. And then I was retired for only 8 months and living in Windy Hall up here, when I was suddenly called to be apostolic administrator of the Diocese of Dromore in Northern Ireland for a whole year. Truly, a priest is always needed for people. And every priest follows the Lord wherever he is placed, but his life is always spent in serving the Lord Jesus and the people he is in charge of, either in his own community or in a parish or elsewhere. He should learn to offer himself as a victim with Christ in every Mass, sacerdos et hostia, a priest and a victim. As I look back on 60 years as a priest in the Lord's service, I thank him for being at my side at all times. I ask pardon for the times I did not serve him as well as I should. And now I renew my commitment to him for the days and months and years he may still grant me in his service and in the service of souls. That year, were three of us in the same class ordained. I was in Rome at the time, and two others were in Dublin, where they were ordained. And the ordinations there took place a little bit earlier, before Christmas. That's in Rome, it was customary to have the ordinations in after Easter on Low Sunday. And one of them was Father Thomas Curran, who was with me until recently when he suddenly took ill and passed away. And he is now, please God, looking at us and rejoicing with us from a happier place. Another one was Father Cronin Glynn from Offaly, and I have a pleasure of having him with us today, celebrating this anniversary, which has been put on this day. So may the Lord grant the Diocese of Rafo, the Carmelite Order, and the Spiritual Family of the Work all the vocations they need, and help those who are called and who follow that call to persevere and to be faithful to Jesus at all times. It is a wonderful vocation, and we can only thank the Lord for giving it to us. For he will certainly give us a sufficient number of priests for all our needs. And this is our prayer today at this celebration. Amen.